Drusilla Crutchfield, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Touching Women Ministries presents Drusilla Crutchfield, teaching creative Christian concepts for today's woman. This program is bringing a message of deliverance, hope, and freedom in today's world through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now with today's program, here is Drusilla Crutchfield.
Good morning to you. Praise God for such a beautiful morning today. It's so good to be back. Yesterday, time flew by so fast that I actually felt like I had not finished the message that I wanted. Perhaps it's a message that could have extended itself for an hour or more, but there was so much more to add to it. Before we start, let's look at 1 Kings 22:14. As Micah said, "As the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak." Praise God for those things that God speaks to us. Praise God for His anointing. Praise God that we can allow Him to speak to us, to speak through us, and to minister to other people. Let's go to the Lord now in prayer, together in unity, agreeing and believing that as God leads, this ministry will speak for Him. Praise God. Father, we just come to you today and we ask your blessing upon this radio message. Father, I just come to you and I ask your blessing upon each woman that is listening this morning, Father. As women across this listening audience, Father, are cleaning their homes, preparing their homes for their husbands or their children, preparing their homes for their mothers or their sisters, are just preparing their homes for you, Father. I ask that you just send and convict, Father. Let your Holy Spirit just intercede, Father. Let your Holy Spirit just envelop each heart and soul. Oh, Father, that homes will be blessed, Father, as your word goes forth, Father, as you would have it to be spoken. Father, I just commit this ministry to you, Father, and I ask, Lord, that all that is done and that is said glorify you, Heavenly Father. I praise you, Father, and I thank you for taking charge. Father, I thank you for your love and your mercy of your Son, Jesus. I thank you for that everlasting salvation. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Before I go any further, I would like to encourage each of you to be listening to Channel 65, watching Channel 65 soon. There will be a broadcast, Women in Touch, on Channel 65. And this broadcast is brought to you to keep women informed about what is happening today in their lives, what is happening to spread the Word of God and to enhance their lives, to enhance our lives. Praise God for Channel 65 in Crowley. It's on Cable 2. This weekend, you will see a preview of a special event that will be taking place here in Crowley, Louisiana, that will enhance women, that will encourage women in Christ. I'm speaking of the Joy Fellowship. The Joy Fellowship will be held on Monday night, September 22nd at 6:30 p.m. at Northside Assembly of God. That's 809 East Northern Avenue in Crowley, Louisiana. The guest speaker at Joy Fellowship will be Stephanie Lilla from New Iberia. Stephanie is a psalmist and has a ministry of encouragement and exhortation to women in the body of Christ. I know that I want to be encouraged. I know that I need exhortation. I know that you do too. What woman does not? What person does not? But ladies, as we build our homes, we need to seek encouragement. Seek those sisters in Christ who will offer encouragement in Christ. And that is what we were speaking of yesterday, and that is what we will speak of today. Stephanie can be seen on the television program Women in Touch on Channel 65. That's Crowley Cable 2. And that will be this weekend. For more information, you might call Northside Assembly of God at 783-3620 concerning the Joy Fellowship. And ladies, I encourage you, if you are interested in seeing something on Channel 65 that will bless you and enhance your life, I encourage you to tune in to Channel 65, Cable 2, to Women in Touch, to watch this program and to find out what God has going on for you in your life today. Now let's go back to dear King Asa and his mistake of looking to man instead of looking to God, his mistake of seeking out the advice and the counsel of men. You see, as we spoke yesterday, I hope that you understood my burden for each one of you ladies, for myself, my burden for my own children. And I'm sure that you must carry burdens similar to that for your children, that your children will seek out Christian friendships, that your children will not be seeking counsel and will not be looking to a role model, a peer group role model of a worldly person, but that rather they will be seeking a Christian friendship, seeking a friendship of someone who is like-minded in Christ with them. And you see, if that is so important for our children, then it must be so very important for us as the women in the home, for you as the mother of that child, for you as the sister of that younger sister or that older sister who is looking at you as a Christian role model. This is so important. Let's look again and see what 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9 says. Verse 9, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." Let me read that again. God is looking, that second part of that first sentence, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Now, how can we have that perfect heart? How can we have that perfect heart in him? You know, God's word does not leave us without. Praise God. God gives us definite guidance in everything. There is not one thing that God says in his word that he does not encourage us and confirm it in other parts of his word, that he does not give us direction and leadership. Yea, praise God, even the leadership of the Holy Spirit. But we must seek. We must seek. We can't just sit around all day. Okay, Lord, you said I have to have a perfect heart toward you. Well, I'm waiting. Surely if I get up and do something, I'll do it wrong. And that there goes the imperfection. That's not what God is looking for. You see, when I go to God and I say, "Lord, I believe your son died for me. I believe your son rose for me. I believe he intercedes for me. I believe I am cleansed by the blood of the Lamb." I have a perfect heart. I am confessing Jesus Christ. I am confessing that belief that he cleanses, that he saves, that he heals. But it does not stop there. We confess with the mouth, but we must go and do. We must seek. We must learn. We must hear the word. We must know the word. We must commune with God so that that heart can stay perfect before God, so that when something happens that we know that is not righteousness in us, then what does God do? God will convict us because we are open to what God wants in our lives. Let's look at Genesis verse 1, Genesis chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. And if you hear pages rustling, that's my Bible right here in front of me. I have one that has my fingerprints on it. I believe it's just, it turns right. It has all the right markings. I'm sure you must have a Bible just like that. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. You see, God has not just started today telling us to be perfect. He started with Abram. And if he could tell Abram at 99 years old to walk before him and be perfect, then he can tell me at, well, getting up there, 30, 40 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old, 50 years old, to walk before him and be perfect, you see. But how can we do that, you say? How do we walk before God? How can we walk before God and be perfect? Let's look in 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Praise God. I think it fell right out of my Bible. I threw everything around just a minute ago. 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself, that the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, listen to this, if thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. And you know I believe that God means that for me today, that if I will take heed to walk before him in truth with all of my heart and with all of my soul, what does it say in verse 3? That thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. I tell you, ladies, that if you will walk before God in truth, you will prosper. That does not mean that you will necessarily have financial prosperity, but when I prosper in God, my soul sings. My heart rejoices. Not a morning goes that I don't wake up wanting to sing and praise God. Oh, praise God. God can bless you in the smallest ways when you prosper in God. Prosperity does not have anything to do with finances necessarily. Prosperity is of the soul. And as I walk before him in truth, I prosper in my soul. Ladies, I'd like to take this opportunity to ask you to write to me, to let me know what your prayer needs are. Let me pray with you. Let me lift you up in prayer. Let me intercede for you. And I encourage you to seek out the local ministries. Seek out Joy Fellowship Monday night, the 22nd, at 6:30. Watch programs such as Channel 65, Women in Touch. Seek out fellow Christian sisters in the Spirit. Write to me today. Let me know what your prayer request is. I hope to be getting out a newsletter. And if there's any testimonies that you wish to share, I'll be glad to print them. If you have an activity that you wish to have on a calendar in the newsletter, I'll be glad to print it. If you have an announcement you wish to be made on the radio, I'll be glad to make that announcement. I'll be glad to work with you. Praise God. Let me hear from you today. This program is for you. This program is for this listening area, and we want God to be glorified through it. Praise God. He is so wonderful. I just praise his mighty name. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow at this time.
You've been listening to Drusilla Crutchfield with today's program of Creative Christian Concepts. Our prayer is that you have been ministered to. This program is a faith ministry of Touching Women Ministries and is supported solely as God leads you to have a part in setting the captives free through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may write Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, zip 77805. That's Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, 77805.